This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my first.
Whoa! God Almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
I'm Badge Creighton. He's Chris Partee in for Reg and John in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Mitch Bilimaki at the master controls on the other side. I've gone from a standing position to a seated in a very slow chair because this was Seth's chair.
Yeah.
And Seth is a very large
human being. He's a tall man. Yes.
So right now I probably like barely have half my head in the camera. So I'll work on that in the next segment. Also made the mistake of not checking the volume when I plugged my headphones in. Apparently Seth is really deaf.
It was blasting.
It was on freaking max. I put my headsets on. I was like, whoa. Yeah, if I wasn't awake before then, well, I am now. That was...
Didn't even need coffee.
Man, I tell you, between, when your dog has bad gas or Seth having the volume at the maximum level, one of those two things, equal. So, college football and New Year's Day, kind of synonymous. This, huge college football.
Peanut butter and jelly.
And we thought we were going to get some really good games yesterday. Well, two of the three games were absolute duds because they were colossal ass kickings. But the one game that actually had some had some drama, had some excitement to it, may have been decided because Kirby Smart did not live up to his name.
He was not smart.
And he did something very, very silly. It was a 4th-and-2 play where they sent out the punt team. And then almost called timeout. So Georgia goes, let's send our offense back out. And the plan was we're going to use a hard count. We're going to try to get them to jump offside. And if we get a free first down out of it, great. But they were not supposed to snap the football. Just a hard count and try to draw them off sides. And then if you get them off sides, okay, then you snap. But you only snap if you're getting the draw. Then this happened.
Lined up as if they were going to punt. Now they run this unit on, probably trying to get Ole Miss to jump offside. Or will Kirby Smart have them snap it on 4th-and-2? At their own 33, nothing would surprise. Stockton is out there. They do snap it. And he's under pressure. And it's sacked. And the ball has come out. Centurion Perkins. Georgia fans stunned Kirby Smart.
Apparently did not tell his guys, do not snap the stupid football unless you've drawn them offsides. And they wound up snapping the ball to a very surprised quarterback who then got drilled into the turf.
Talk about a lapse in communication. How do you not communicate that to your team, to your quarterback, that no, we're not going to actually snap the ball unless they jump offsides? how does that not get communicated at this level of football?
I would think that is how they practiced the play.
Yeah.
and maybe the center has an IQ of 6, but I have a hard time believing that they've never practiced that play hey, if somebody jumps, snap. Otherwise, don't snap.
You're not pulling out this play in a spot like that if you have not practiced it. I find that very hard to believe. There's no way this has not been practiced. Maybe not in every practice, but it's been practiced before.
They've practiced a lot.
They've gone over this, okay? They've gone over this. I don't understand how this happens. That and lack of communication.
It gave Ole Miss great field position, which they would then take advantage of and score a touchdown to make it a 10-point game with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And believe it or not, even after that debacle, Georgia would come back to tie it.
It's Georgia.
They would come back to tie it. But left just enough time on the clock for Ole Miss to get a 47-yard field goal, take a 37-34 lead. And then, well, they did have one more chance with like 6 seconds to go. Mitch, are our computers working? Because I'm going to be fair to Mitch. The computers have not worked most of the morning, as we heard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sean Pendergast warned us during Crosstalk, sponsored by D&M Leasing.
Technical difficulties.
That the computers have been taken over by AI.
man. The world.
Skynet is going to murder all of us right here in the studio. Oh,
goodness gracious. Well,
come right those computers are going to come to life.
Hey, we've had a good run. We've had a good one.
It was nice knowing all of you.
It's been nice.
So here is how the game ends. And if you thought that the fake punt was a debacle, wait till you hear this.
Go back to the monitor. Mathis is feeling like an excruciating ending to a classic game. Does common sense need to prevail here?
Well, yes, but we do have rules we have to follow. Mm-hmm. If the ball is recovered legally after it goes 10 yards by a grounded player, then the clock does not run.
Okay.
So as then Greg talked about, if you muff it, yes, then the second would run off. But if you don't, if you just fall on it, then there's no timeout.
So that means that Georgia will have an opportunity to go maybe take a shot here, which is that was a big mistake by Ole Miss. You just got to go slap the ball, hit the ball, and the game's over. Instead, they waited and allowed Georgia to recover it with Cash Jones laying down on the field.
This would be the all-time miracle of miracles. And of course, now, if you're Ole Miss, you're also concerned with a defensive penalty. So, there's a chance, and a much better one than a moment ago. Stockton. The Georgia receivers really aren't moving. Very few people are moving. They're going to try to lateral it many times. Cash Jones. Lawson Lucky at the 35. Back for Jones. For Colby Young. They've gone backwards to the 30. Now Lucky at his own 26. Flag thrown. Cash Jones. Up for grabs for Young. He's trying to get rid of it and does. And they take Stockton to the ground to end it. Perkins and Andrew Jones. There is a flag down. It's against Georgia. This one is finally over. And Ole Miss wins 39-34.
I guess they decided instead of throwing, you know, up the Hail Mary, they were going to, it's right in the beginning. First of all, we're getting the, well, you know, there's rules that we have to follow. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Somebody's got to throw that out there.
Gee, did you see that hit? I mean, his head exploded right out of his helmet. What's your analysis on that, Bob? That had to hurt.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you get, like, the receivers. They only run, like, 8 yards.
Yeah.
And then they just stand there. The quarterback's holding on to the ball like he's trying to chuck it down the field. And all the receivers are 8 yards out. They're all ready to do the 900 hook and ladders.
Wait. Where's the scramble drill? Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing
it
here?
It looked like they didn't know what they were doing.
Apparently.
Which would not have been the first time in this game.
Again, communication. Where's the communication at?
It was... For a team that is as good as Georgia and is historically good as Georgia to have multiple fourth quarter plays.
Blunders.
Where they look like they do not know what they are doing.
That's rough.
And they were the 3 seed.
Yeah. So they are no longer that.
Now, after 2 years of the 12-team CFP format, of all the teams to have a week one bye.
Oh, yeah.
7 of the 8 have lost.
1 has advanced.
Yeah, and they may have...
I'll be honest, I didn't think they were going to advance.
They may have tectonically shifted college football.
Yeah.
We'll get into that a little bit later on. But coming up next, we'll be joined in studio by the general, John McClain. He joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.